signage.
Ryan pointed.
See the black streak on the floor where he dragged himself over there? Then he fired a second shot to finish the job.
Poor devils. Can we get out of here, lover? All we've seen is death today. It depresses me just being in the same part of the building.
JB was very eager to check out the nearby garage.
If there were 12 men going to get away from here, they must have had either 3 or 4 jeeps, or a truck, or maybe even a small war wag. Got to be some supplies of gas as well. Could be good, Ryan, you know?
Sure, but there's time. Doc's out to check out this time jump place. Do that first, then come back up to the surface and see what the transport is. Yeah?
Yeah.
The armorer's diminutive figure led the way, his memory taking them to the nearby section that had been shown as Kron Temp. Mildred fell back alongside Ryan.
If this redoubt is supposed to be somewhere near old Chicago, then why hasn't it been entered and ravaged?
Just because there was once a big city here, it doesn't mean there's anything now. Look at whole slices of New York. And Washington went first. Nothing of that left. Big hole that glows at night for 100 miles. We don't know what we'll find when we eventually get out of this concrete tomb, do we?
I guess not. How about in this time section?
No idea, Mildred.
Doc really is from the past, isn't he? I mean, it's not some kind of paranoid delusion.
Ryan stopped in mid-step. He and the doctor were last in the group. Doc Tanner and JB had been matching each other stride for stride at the front, the others trailing along behind them.
You mean that there's a possibility that Doc's made all this up? Wife and kids and... Nah, I can't buy that one.
Nor I, really. But it goes against everything I was ever taught. Then again, wandering around Deathlands with you wasn't in any of my textbooks either.
She smiled as they began walking again after the others.
But it just seems that a place like this, with all its associations, could tip Doc over the edge again.
Over which edge?
Mildred turned to stare directly into Ryan's eye.
The edge of total, permanent, irredeemable madness, of course.
Hark!
What is it, Doc?
They both hurried to catch up. The main sect doors stood open. Beyond them, they could see another series of glass-topped doors, all closed. One set was encircled with rubber ceiling and looked as if they might be an airlock. Above the doors was a red warning sign, more strongly worded than any that they'd ever seen outside the Matrans units. No entry to Kron Temp section. Sea passes only. No other clearance. Doc was gazing at the notice, his right hand gripping the lion's head atop his cane.
This is... by the 3 Kennedys. This could be the fulfillment of my life. A dream come true. A shower of gold in my poverty. Honey in the desert. Water in the barren waste. A table before me against mine enemies.
He was oblivious to the great flow of tears that were sliding down his grizzled cheeks from his brimming eyes.
Hey, simmer down there, Doc. Take it easy.
Yes, my trusty comrade, yes.
Doc clasped the gunner by the elbows and smiled broadly at him.
I shall take it easy indeed.
Well, if we're going inside, then let's go.
One set of doors was, as Ryan had suspected, an airlock. The outer portal slowly opened. They crowded inside while Ryan closed the lock.
I hope we won't finish up with Washington crossing the Delaware or with the Triceratops about to tread on us.
The inner door slid open, and they were at the heart of the Kron Temp complex. They were standing in a large control room with a floor-to-ceiling window that opened into something uncannily like the freezing unit they'd seen twice before. There were endless banks of computer consoles, occasionally changing as lights flickered across them. And there were 3 modules about the size of hospital beds with a clear plastic cover over each. Doc pressed his face against the window.
Oh, my dearest loves.
Look over here! Lots of vents!
Mildred and Doc were the only ones who didn't follow the boy. Mildred was helping the old man to a chromed chair with padded arms, sitting him in it and talking quietly to him. She waited until he seemed a little calmer before leaving him and joining the others in the extensive video library. Christy turned to Mildred from a display screen.
It's the records of all the trolling experiments they carried out here. And maybe in other places as well. It's still geared up and ready to go. Just like they've all gone out for a mug of coffee and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Ryan had been trying to read the faded typed labels on row after row of videotapes. But Christy's words made him look around.
You say it's all of the records, babe?
That's what the master file says.
He leaned over her shoulder, catching the scent of her hair, brushing her cheek with the tips of his fingers.
How do you get into the files of this thing?
Access in through the keyboard.
Type in whatever you want, Ryan.
Mildred's fingers touched several keys, producing streams of letters and numbers.
There. That's the central index. I thought they might have some sort of security code lock protecting it, but they have it. Go ahead.
Cautiously, as though he feared that the pale cream keys were going to snap at his fingers, Ryan began to type. Tanner, Theophilus Algernon. Christy pressed the main function key. The screen went blank for a few moments.
Looks like they've got nothing on... No, wait, it's working.
Everyone crowded around. The yellow letters flickered up on the dark brown screen. Tanner, Theophilus Algernon, Doctor of Science, Harvard, Doctor of Philosophy, Oxford, England. Born South Stratford, Vermont, 2/14/1868. Married Emily, née Chandler, QV, 6/17/1891. Two children, Rachel, born 1893, and Julian, born 1895. Both children died, 1896. Trawl date, November, 1896. Location at time of trawl, Omaha, Nebraska. Brought to Krontemp Base in 1998. See data in applicable file. Became confirmed as a hostile and negative influence on the project, so sent forward in December 2000 to future date. Restricted information. Mildred pressed scroll, and the flow of information rolled on. Most of it was technical, cross-indexed, giving runic strings of numbers and dates. JB stood watching over her.
Stop.
What is it?
Go back to the previous... There. What's that bit say about Doc? About a vid?
Unique trawl video of subject 7 days before trawl. Note, quality poor, no sound.
Do that mean what I think it does? A vid of...
Yeah, Abe. Of Doc back in the 19th century. Phew.
Ryan glanced over his shoulder to make sure the old man wasn't watching or listening.
Now let's take us a look.
The tape was easy to find from the computer's screen reference. Dean ran to pick it off the rows of shelves once his father had given him the position, taking out the white box and turning it sideways to read the label on it.
Says TAT11.71896, highly classified and retricked. No, restricted is the word. What's that mean, Dad?
Means we shouldn't be looking at it. Bring it over here and we'll run it through the machine.
It only took a moment to slot it into the player. The screen in the TV immediately above took some time to come into hesitant life, a pattern of black and white spots crackling across it like a battle between crazed electrons. Mildred shook her head.
I don't believe this. I mean, it's insane. We're going to see Doc Tanner in Omaha, Nebraska, on the 7th day of November, 200 years ago. Custer wasn't 20 years dead, for Christ's sake.
Here it comes!
Dean jumped up and down. A woman's face, needle sharp, came into focus. There was just enough of the neck and shoulders to reveal a gray uniform, a collar and tie, severely masculine.
If you are not specifically cleared to watch this Krontemp vid, then turn it off now. I repeat, turn it off now. Security tabs will trace anyone attempting to view illegally.
There was a long pause while she simply stared straight out at the camera.
Come on, lady, you got all eternity. We don't.
There followed a long printed explanation that gave the details of how and when the vid film had been taken, and mentioned its extreme rarity. Despite many subsequent attempts, it proved impossible to reproduce this experiment. Therefore, the scarcity of this short piece of time-trolled film could not be overemphasized.
Get on with it. Look, maybe it's better that Doc doesn't even know this exists. It could push him...
Over the edge. He's resting contentedly in the other room. It said the film was short. We'll all keep an eye open for him. Then if he should...
The credits rolled. A project director, a rostrum cameraman, a list of positions, many with long strings of academic letters after their names. Then came the